Welcome to the Network Marketers Den, the ultimate podcast for network marketers who are looking for ideas and knowledge to grow, develop, and level up their network marketing business. I'm Janet Metzger, your host, and I can't wait to share with you what we have today. Welcome to the show. Hey, everybody. It is Janet Metzger of the Network Marketers Den. You know, I've been in this industry for a lot of years, and the more things change, the more they stay the same. But it continues to be the best industry that there is. I firmly believe that. You know, and it's big business. It's really, really big business. And today, we're going to talk a lot about a big word, and that is the word of accountability. It's a big word with a lot of letters, and it also has, if it's done the right way, accountability will have a huge, big impact on your business. So, you know, I was thinking about this I was talking to a friend of mine about accountability, and we talked about, you know, at some point in time, most all of us have had some sort of a job. And with that job comes the paycheck, and it also comes a boss. Okay. And if you have a boss, you've got a responsibility, not only to your boss, but to your company. And when we perform the tasks and the duties and get the results that we want, then we get paid. We wouldn't think that about never not doing what we need to do. And of course, if you've got that job and you have a boss and you don't perform the tasks the right way and get the desired results, you're going to get fired, right? But here's the facts. Nobody goes into it saying, I'm going to start this out and I'm going to get fired. We always start everything that we do with the best intentions. We intend to succeed. And quite honestly, most of the time we do. But we do it because if we don't do it in a job, we're going to get fired. And I'm not talking about getting fired because of restructuring or anything like that. I'm talking about not doing your job, not doing what you told the boss that you would do or you're expected to do. I'm talking about that you got fired, released, whatever you want to call it, for lack of a performance and not hitting the goals. But you never not go after those goals. You want to get the paycheck, right? Okay, that's what happens in a job. And when you have a job, here's what's a little bit different. Well, actually not a little bit, a lot bit different. We always have somebody we have to answer to. Maybe it's an immediate supervisor. Maybe it's the boss's boss and up the chain. Maybe if you work for a publicly held company, you're being held accountable to the stockholders. But somebody is holding us accountable. So, but now you work for yourself. Now you're your own boss. And the biggest problem is that most bosses of themselves, independent contractors, don't hold themselves accountable. So the boss, AKA you, is not doing your job. You're not doing your job by holding people accountable. So we know that we've got to be accountable. We've got to do these things. But stuff happens when we work for ourselves. Something gets in the way. You know, we say, I am going to do this. I'm going to do this today. I'm going to accomplish this task. I'm going to achieve this goal. But nothing happens. We don't achieve it. We don't accomplish the task that we said that we were going to do. The goals aren't met. And what happens is we just go, oh, well. Now, if you did that at your job, that's not going to turn out really well, right? Okay. You're probably going to get fired. But in this case, you're the boss. And you just go, oh, well. And then the boss, you, says, oh, you're not doing your job. I'll do it better next time. But your boss, you, is not doing their job because they're not holding you accountable. You've got to be held accountable. So, you know, again, nobody starts with the intent to fail. Everybody wants to win. And whatever winning is, it's your choice, whatever your version of winning is. But I want you to know this. I know you want to win. More importantly, everybody deserves to win. But like we said, stuff gets in the way. Oh, the family, the kids got soccer. I got another job. My pets get in the way. The real problem is that we don't prioritize us. Everything else is a priority when we run our own business. But instead, we need to prioritize ourselves and our goals. And remember this, whether it's your health or it's your side hustle, your business, whatever it happens to be, that has to become a priority. So remember, if you don't prioritize yourself and you don't make yourself a priority, you don't make yourself held accountable for taking care of yourself and going after your goals, there isn't anybody that says you're fired. But what you need to do is you need to maybe sit back, and if things aren't going the way you want, you got to give yourself a performance review, just like a boss does. And during the course of that performance review, you're going to check it off to see if you have completed your tasks, if you have gone after the goals. And you want to make sure that you are doing this. You've got to keep those goals in front of you, because your goals are what are going to keep you inspired. You got to keep going after them. After all, you don't want to have to fire yourself, right? So if you're not holding yourself accountable, what you got to do is you got to make sure that somebody is. You know, it's just keep that goal in front of you. Make sure that you are doing the activities. If you want to know how you hold yourself accountable, you got to make sure you're doing the activities. The one, the two, the three daily activities, no more than that. Usually I say two or three activities that support your goal achievement. That's what you've got to hold yourself accountable to. You've made a promise to yourself that you are going to do these things. You have to do it. And the only way you know if you're really doing it is you need to be tracking this. Track it daily and inspect what you expect of yourself. Ask yourself the questions. Did I do it today? I said I was going to talk to three people today. Did I do that? Did I do it with 100% effort? Because too often, this is what I see when it comes to accountability for oneself, is people treat it like a laundry list, a grocery list, a to-do list. Yeah, I did it. Yeah, I did it. Well, did you give it 100%? Did you do it the right way? Or did you just do it so you could say that you did it? Well, that's not going to do any good. The key is that you've got to do it with 100% effort, and you have to be consistent with it. Now, I'm real world here, you guys. I know that sometimes you're going to drop the ball and it's not going to happen, but as they say, you got to get right back up on the horse and you got to do it the next day. You know, everybody's going to have hiccups. Stuff happens, but you got to get right back on it. Don't let it go on for 2 to 3 to 4 days and then all of a sudden, you are out of the habit. Okay, it's not about perfection, but it's about the consistency and giving yourself a raise. You know, give yourself a good performance review and give yourself a raise. So we know these things. So here's the biggest problem with this accountability and the tasks and why it's so important that you've got somebody for your accountability. Most of the time, the things that you need to do for your business that are going to make the most difference in your business, things like prospecting, the follow-up, doing the proper social media posting, making sure that you're doing a certain number of presentations about your earning opportunity every day, presentations about your product. Oftentimes, these are the things that people put off and they don't like to do them. Okay, I know it doesn't make sense, but this is how we work. I know I should do that, but I don't really like to do it. I'm going to do this other stuff. No, you've got to make sure that you are doing the most important things first. Now, there's another podcast that I recorded a few weeks back called The ABCs. That's one you'll want to take a look at. It is found on my website, coachjanetm.com. But we talk about the importance of doing the A priorities, the things that will move your business, the prospecting, the follow-up, the social media, the presentations, the product demonstrations. Okay, these are the things that you need to be doing. These are the things that you want to be held accountable for. The B and C things, the things are not that important. So what if nobody holds you accountable? Okay, but you've got to be held accountable. You've got to hold yourself accountable. You have to have somebody hold you accountable to make sure that you are doing those A priorities, the things that'll move your business and the things that will help you to achieve your goals. So if not you, you got to find somebody. I always say, tell somebody that you're going to do something and report into them. Say, hey, I just want you to know that I talked to 3 people a day, that I got 3 names. Ask them to hold you accountable. Now, this is a really big ask. It's a really big ask because, you know, they're not responsible for you. You're responsible for you and your activities. But they're going to have to follow up with you. If they're a true accountability partner, what they have to do is they've got to be able to follow up with you. So it could be something as simple as sending them a text and say, hey, Mary, want you to know, talk to 3 people today, or it's just 3 people today, nobody today. You agree by a certain time of day that you will be receiving a text. And if they don't hear from you, they need to reach back out to you and say, hey, haven't heard from you. Okay. And not everybody's willing to do that. That's one of the ways that I work alongside my clients is, hey, just send me a text. Let me know how it's going. And, you know, I give them a grace period. If I say by 5 o'clock and I don't hear by 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, I'm sitting watching TV and I'll just send, hey, hadn't heard. What's up? Okay. And I'm not there to coach them. I'm just there to remind them. And here's the thing. I know this. We don't want to disappoint other people. I don't know why, but we're fine with disappointing ourselves, but we don't want to disappoint other people. So you got to ask somebody. But it's got to be the right person that is willing to follow up, that has your best interest at heart. If they're not willing to do it or they kind of drop the ball, you've got the wrong accountability partner. Kind of like your accountability partner needs an accountability partner. And quite honestly, you have to be that person. Because see, the real beauty of an accountability partner or accountability challenge is that it helps you to develop a pattern, a habit. Okay. You know, there's an adage out there that habits take 21 days. After 21 days, you've developed a habit. That's not true. Some, yes, but on average, the average habit that you are trying to change will take 83 days. 83 days. So this is a commitment. It's a commitment not only on your part, it's on your accountability's part. Now, once you've got it on there and you've got it down, hey, you know, then you go to something else. But, you know, till you get that habit going and you've got to have that accountability, you want to have it on your calendar. And it only might take 21 days, but these big changes in what you do for your business will take longer. And if you drop the ball, and we'll all drop the ball, remember, you kind of have to start over because it's 83 days on average, all in a row. So really and truly, with the right accountability partner, it can be a game changer. It can be a game changer, but you got to make sure that you're doing the right things, those A priorities, the things that are going to move your business, because you got into this business to win. Whatever your vision and version of winning is, that's what you want to remember. So, you know, I do this with my coach. I know that I have certain things that are due to him. And I will not be late on it. It is on my calendar. He is holding me accountable. Okay. So a coach is somebody that's really going to be great because they're getting paid to hold you accountable. We always agree what needs to be done. And then here's a biggie. You've got to put a due date on it, a due date, a due time, because that kind of puts that sense of urgency for you. So make sure you've got that due date, get that urgency, and just say, I'm going to complete this by such and such a date, such and such a time. Okay. You know, that's one of the beauties of doing group coaching is that you've got not only one accountability partner, but you've got a whole bunch of accountability partners. And like I said, it's the same way. None of us want to disappoint anybody else. I don't know why we don't care about disappointing ourselves, but that's why I think group coaching is great for that. So, you know, if you're at a meeting and you're with a group of peers and, you know, part of your team members and you say something out loud, you know what? Chances are somebody's going to check back with you. If you're in a group meeting and you hear somebody else say something, be a good accountability partner and check back with them. How's that going? How is it going working towards your goal? So that's what we do in my gold coaching program, is that we do that group coaching. And of course, there is the one-on-ones, and we do that each and every single week with the group call. So it's a great concept. And I will tell you this, no matter how big or small your business is, whether it's network marketing, you're an insurance person, you have a mega business, maybe you're a professional athlete. Okay. The best of the best always have accountability partners and coaches. And the reason is because you're in the frame. I always say, you can't see what's in the frame. You got to get outside the picture and see what's going on. And that's the beauty of having that accountability partner. So as you work towards that accountability and working on the right things, I encourage you to give yourself a review. Review, see how you're doing. Hopefully you're going to be honest with yourself and decide whether or not you've got a 4-star review, a 5-star review, or you've got a lot of work to do or some work to do. But I would like to be able to say to myself that I would hire me. And that's what an accountability person will do for you, making sure that you're doing what you said you would do. So again, this is Coach Janet Metzger of the Network Marketers Den. You can reach out to me and tell you a little bit more about the gold package. But remember, you are in the best industry that there is. And I know you started this to be a success. So give yourself the attention that you deserve. Make yourself be held accountable. So this is Janet Metzger of the Network Marketers Den. I'll see you in the next episode. And don't be afraid to reach out if you've got some questions, because we are here to help you to achieve your dreams and goals. Thanks so much. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening. This podcast was designed to help you, the network marketer. If you have a specific topic or struggle that you would like me to cover, please send me a message. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with others. Tag me, Janet Metzger, on social media, or leave a rating and review. For more tips and tricks, join my Facebook community at the Network Marketers Den. Thanks again for listening.